I've been doing a lot of thinking and talking lately about passive resistance versus just wars. On Tuesday, at Best Buy, looking through the new Blu-rays, I found Gandhi, newly released and even on sale. What better way to deepen the discussion than by Sir Dickie's pedantic history lesson? But then I remembered, this was the week that the Midnight Meat Train finally arrives. So which to choose? The film about one of the great heroes of nonviolence, or the one about a subway mass murderer who kills people with a 20-pound stainless steel hammer? Well, sometimes you have to stick with your principles. It's very, very unlikely that as a public radio listener, you are the least bit interested in a film like this. As a film critic unusually sympathetic to the aims of horror as an art form, I've got an uphill battle. If you're new to the genre, you certainly don't want to start with this film. It's a grim one indeed. But for those who find something stirring deep down within them when they hear the names Pinhead or Candyman, you're going to want to meet Mahogany. With the title The Midnight Meat Train, a little like throwing down a gauntlet, British writer Clive Barker announced himself in 1984. It was the first story in the first book of his seminal four-book cycle of horror shorts, The Books of Blood. Piquant, upsetting. Having finally produced a movie version of the story, Barker has delivered a film that seems to have missed its moment by a good 10 years. But it has its moments, all right, not the least of which is the creation of another of Barker's horror icons. Mahogany, as essayed by a rigid Vinnie Jones, is huge, square-headed, Germanic-looking, incongruously wearing a suit and immaculate white shirt. How he keeps that shirt so clean when he goes, the consummate professional, about his business of processing lonely subway riders with the ghastly butcher's tools in his big black veterinarian's bag, well, that's one of the movie's best jokes. Even better, the film's most inspired realization is that the swinging handholds in a subway car look just like the meat hooks on a killing floor. You might as well ask what Mahogany does with the bodies when he's done with them. On second thought, don't ask. Leon, Bradley Cooper, asks. Like the seemingly ordinary James Stewart in Rear Window, he's ultimately obsessional. He wants to know. Where is the beating, diseased heart of the city? Add to this that he's a photographer, a profession that comes with the mistaken belief that a lens is a wall protecting the soul. But as anyone who abhors horror, and maybe that couplet is worth some serious examination, will tell you, the very process of looking under rocks forever changes you. Those of us who seek out the bleakest of the genre would agree with enthusiasm. Homo Sap likes to think that he is special, and he's here for a reason. He does not like to be reminded of how unceremoniously he can be broken. Battles over evolution are so fierce because he doesn't even want to think of himself as an animal, let alone as meat. I've defended the ruthless honesty of the horror genre at length. You can look it up if you're interested, or buy me a beer, and I'll bore you to death with crazy theories about James Joyce, aesthetic arrest, and the proper functions of art. The Midnight Meat Train would have benefited if its younger actors had had interesting characters to work with. For the suspense to function, we'd have to identify with them. A coherent script would have been nice, too, or better yet, a far more irrational one. And the director, Ryuhei Kitamura, might be too Japanese to have a feeling for an American city, though there's something of Tokyo's anonymous modernism in that sterile, indelible subway car. Though Vinnie Jones is only 10 years older than Bradley Cooper, the film is in large part about the silent, remote father and the need to topple him. It's a film that knows we are deceiving ourselves when we think that when we finally replace Dad, we won't pick up his bag. When the shock of recognition comes, that's the greatest horror of all, the stuff of deep, troubled dreams. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.